Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska, John McCain's running mate, of course, in 2008, unsuccessfully. And Doyen of America's conservative movement has endorsed Donald Trump for the American presidency. She joined the billionaire property developer on stage in Iowa just 2 weeks before Republicans participate in caucuses as the party begins the process of choosing its presidential candidate. And as our Washington correspondent Simon Marks report, Mr. Trump, anxious to prove his conservative credentials, was really delighted to receive her backing.
If you thought America's presidential election campaign couldn't possibly get any odder, it's time to think again. Sarah Palin took to the stage in Iowa, the eyes of the nation upon her, for arguably the first time since 2008, when Senator John McCain infamously and disastrously chose her to be his vice presidential nominee before the two of them went down to ignominious defeat. In the intervening years, the former governor of Alaska has moved even further right on the political spectrum. She's the de facto head of the so-called Tea Party movement that at times has threatened to split the Republican Party asunder. But Donald Trump is a man anxious to prove to conservatives that he's more than just a property developer who got lucky. And with a big smile on his face, he brought Sarah Palin onto the stage to give him her presidential nod.
When I heard that she was going to endorse me, I was so honored. You have no idea how honored. And I would like to bring up, if I might, Governor Sarah Palin, special, special person. Thank you.
What followed was beyond doubt one of the most extraordinary speeches America's campaign trail has seen in a generation. Sarah Palin soaking up the limelight, asserting her own political relevance, and settling scores.
Mr. Trump, you're right. Look back there in the press box. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun.
But it wasn't only the media that was on the receiving end of her ire. So too was the Republican establishment, the party's grandees to whom she owes no favors and for whom she spared absolutely no criticism.
Our own GOP machine, the establishment, they who would assemble the political landscape, they're attacking their own front runner. And now, some of them even whispering, they're ready to throw in for Hillary over Trump because they can't afford to see the status quo go. Otherwise, they won't be able to be slurping off the gravy train that's been feeding them all these years.
The endorsement, when it came, had the plain speaking tone that dominated the speech and was designed to make conservatives comfortable with Donald Trump and overcome any doubts about whether he completely shares their philosophical outlook.
You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass? Ready for someone who will secure our borders, to secure our jobs, and to secure our homes? Ready to make America great again? Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Absent from Sarah Palin's speech, any reference to the fact that while she was speaking, came news that her 26-year-old son, Track, had been arrested and charged with domestic violence. The incident allegedly took place in his parents' home and involved an AR-15 assault rifle, although no shots were fired. Donald Trump didn't mention it either, but did imply that he and the former vice presidential candidate could be appearing on the stump together again soon.
We're going to give them hell.
And the incongruity of it all aside, the polls suggest that he might just be right. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.